Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for see and get underway. Can you make yourself great at sales by Monday morning? Our next guest says yes.
Dave Cook, CEO and award-winning founder of Sales Training On The Go, says that you can be a great salesperson by the next workday.
As we preach at Home Business, your most important job as a small business owner is sales. Without the revenue generated by healthy and stable sales, all other business activities become moot.
Dave Cook is an in-demand expert on sales training, coaching, and motivation around the world. He breaks down the complexity of the sales process into easy-to-digest nuggets that can help anyone to become a sales ace.
So, greetings, Dave Cook. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for having me. I sincerely appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for coming on our show.
So, you're dialing in from Connecticut.
Yes. Yeah. Connecticut. It snows in the morning. It rains in the afternoon. It's crazy.
We're glad to have. I think we're covering the whole continent today. Sherilyn's in California. Really? I'm in the Midwest.
And West Coast, on the Midwest. East Coast,
so we've got every time zone covered.
Okay. Well, let's get started and start our sales talk with a curveball for the audience. Coughing. Yes, coughing. Dave Cook, what does coughing have to do with selling?
You know something, I got to tell you, I am so glad I put that in my book because it's become like my main speaking point or something almost. People ask me about it all the time, but it is so important. You know, there's an old saying out there. It's like, you know, if you want to catch a fish, you have to think like a fish, okay? So it's like, if you want to sell to a customer, you have to think like a customer. So I'll get to the coughing part in a second, but let me set up the scene. Let's say that you're calling a customer or the customer's calling you. Well, whatever the case may be, it doesn't matter. Let's say for this case, let's say a customer is calling you about your products and services. Okay. Now you have to think about what this customer is thinking. First of all, you want to think what's going through their mind before they pick up the phone, not when they're talking to you. So before they call you, in their mind, it's like they're calling an unknown entity. They're calling like a big bad company or something, mm-hmm. and they're nervous, you know. And then you answer the phone, you know, hello, this is Dave from XYZ Company. And they're going, yes, I'm calling about so-and-so. See, to you, to the customer, you are a robot with a heartbeat. That's all you are. And you could also be like a high-pressure sales machine, okay? So here's where we eliminate that. What you want to do when your customer, when you first talk to your customer, you want to cough.
You want to cough.
Yeah, you do want to cough, okay? Yeah, you want to cough and then say, excuse me. Because first of all, coughing shows that you're human. And by saying, excuse me, that shows that you're humble and people like people who are humble. So mm-hmm. Say this, say, you cough, excuse me, I must have picked up a little bug when I was walking my dog over the weekend. Okay, so you're no longer the salesperson, you're a nice person who has a dog, walks their dog on the weekend. You know what I mean? This breaks down barriers. Now to your customer, you're a human being. You're not a robot. And this makes the customer more relaxed.
So it's kind of a way to break the ice then, right off the bat, is you just kind of throw that out, a little cough, and say, excuse me. And then that kind of just, it's subconscious then, within the person you're talking to, that you're not a robocall or not a robot that's showing up at their place, but somebody they can actually engage with. That's interesting.
Yeah, you're a human being just like them. So, and relaxed people buy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, people also, who are relaxed will buy.
So also you want to get them, this helps to get them relaxed.
Yes.
You're talking with them. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then the next thing that you want to do, let me throw this in here real quick. Is you do want to get your customer laughing, okay? After the cough, you know, one of the first things you want to do is get your customer laughing, because it's a proven fact that if you get someone laughing, they are on your side, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I like to be around people who make me laugh, So if you make your customer laugh, they relax and they're on your side. Once again, one of the very first things you do is get them laughing.
We'll hit that question a little later in the podcast. I want to delve into that one more because that's I think that's someone everyone can relate to. And yeah. I think that there's every sale should revolve around laughing. But like the next question here. So, yeah. We do want to keep sales simple, easy nuggets that you can apply with minimal training, and practice makes perfect. Dave, what do you see as the key ingredients to any sale?
Okay, well, I'll tell you, there's three key ingredients, and that's enthusiasm, benefits, and urgency. EBU, I call it, EBU. Enthusiasm, benefits, and urgency. Because the thing is, you have to be excited about your products and services. Because if you're not excited, why should your customer be excited? Like right now, I'm excited talking with you, in Sherlyn, I mean, if I was sitting here like this, hi, nice to talk to you. What would that display, So the thing is, your attitude is your customer's attitude. So be excited, get excited about your products and services.
So you're projecting a certain enthusiasm and
confidence,
the whole thing. And then that projects then to your customer, the person you're talking to, they start to mirror subconsciously what you're doing.
Right. Exactly. And then
people tend to work off of each other's vibes. So
yeah. And then the next one is benefits. So enthusiasm, benefits, urgency. So benefits, always stress the benefits. Now this is very important. Remember that customers, they do not buy products and services. It may sound crazy to you. They do not buy products and services. What they buy are the benefits they receive or perceive from those products.
That has to be the biggest mess up, I think, that people just don't grasp, is that they focus on selling features and they get wrapped around the axle with how great their mousetrap is. And they forget that they're selling the benefit, catching a mouse. And they lose track of that. So you can't mention that point enough.
Yeah. So stress those benefits over and over and over. And then urgency. Excuse me. The cough. Excuse me.
I'm already relaxed now.
I'm already relaxed here. So.
Thank you.
I just had to throw that in. But that's a real cough, by the way.
I hope you feel better.
I do. Thank you so much. Yeah. Urgency. Yeah. So it's enthusiasm, benefits, and urgency. Now, urgency, I'll tell you right now, very important. This separates the superstars from the non-stars at all. It's like you got the superstars, and this makes people superstars is urgency. Because the thing is, you have to give your customer a reason to act now. Because if you don't give your customer a reason to act right now, why should they? If they, we'll get back to you next week, week after, And the thing is, a customer is never more excited about your products and services than the very first time you show them to the customer.
Strike while the iron's hot.
Yeah, exactly. So whatever urgency, maybe this offer, it's good till the end of the month, or if we do this by the 15th, I can do this. Some urgency, reasons to act now.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, before moving on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, Shane Douglas, one of the home-based industry's top earners and trainers. He is looking to train the right motivated individuals, get paid when people pay their monthly utility bills. Shane Douglas has a business model for prospering off the paying of these bills. For more information, visit www.betheone.com. That's BTHE1.com, or visit our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
So we've talked coughing and sales. Dave, you mentioned in your book, get the customer laughing. I know we've talked a little bit about this. Yeah. So do you have any other points why this is good for sales?
Yeah. I get excited. I may have jumped ahead a little bit. But anyways, I can't help it. But yes, get your customer laughing. I mean, like I was saying, people, it's a proven fact when you get someone laughing, they're on your side. So the very first thing, I've been in sales over 30 years, and the very first thing I go for is the laugh. I mean, whatever it takes to get the people laughing. When I was in college, I was selling air filtration units. This is silly, but silly is funny. I used to go into people's homes with the air filtration unit. I'd take off my jacket. I turn around to my customer and go, "Now I'm not wearing the shirt with the hole in the back, am I?"
No way.
You're right. I mean, silly stuff, but they would laugh. But see, the thing is, they think, "Oh, this guy's funny. Oh, this is going to be a fun experience." Relax, and relaxed people buy.
Mm-hmm.
We want them relaxed.
Okay, so a lot of home-based business owners and small business owners are doing phone sales by the phone or contact there. I mean, you can still find something to interject with humor, maybe even in an email too, when you're selling by email to try to keep things humorous. And so you don't have that interpersonal interaction, but you should still try to get some humor in all those sales communications.
I actually sometimes get random emails from pitches from PR agencies and whatnot. They'll include memes or funny jokes or a funny image, and I think that's a really good idea. Yeah.
Like, oh, this person's human or something. Or you can say to your customer, you know, if you hear something creaking, that's my bones. It's not the computer. It's so cold.
Anything,
to lighten it up and make it fun.
Yes, that's great.
I often tell people that, you know, I'm in the fun business. You know, it's all about having fun. And if you're having fun, your customer's having fun. And then
they'll buy, hopefully. You know, so you're going through your sales presentation, Dave, say on the phone or in person. Dave, why should you continue to say the customer's name over and over again in your presentation?
Okay, first of all, I mean, the sweetest sound to anyone's ears is the sound of his or her own name. Okay, and you can never... excuse me, real cough. You can never say your customer's name too many times. Now, a couple things. When you say your customer's name, you're bonding. People love hearing the sound of their own name. So, and then another thing, but I mean, say their name so much. Just say it, say it, say it, say it, say it. But here's a good point. So also, Richard and Sherilyn, okay? So had to do that. But anyways, but also too, say you're talking to your customer and you want to make a point. This is a very valid point that you want to make. Say their name because you'll get their attention, because we are conditioned since birth. You know, our mother, you know, Richard, you know, Sherilyn, Dave. Somebody says your name, what do? You listen, you know. So if you're going to get to a real critical point in your presentation or whatever, say their name first because you'll get their attention.
So that's another like subconscious hook. There's a lot of subconscious here. You cough, you make them laugh, you say their name, and you're not actually going for something overt. You're trying to make a subconscious connection that'll then condition better for sales.
Yeah. You know, another thing too, I mean, as we all know, we're all caught up in such a technology world and everything else. And people, even whether they realize it or not, are craving the human touch. That's missing, you know? And you have to make that connection. So many sales books that I've read, it's one of the reasons I wrote my book. It dances around this, dances around that. But if you don't connect with that customer, you know, hang up the phone or... You know, mm-hmm. And that's what my book is all about, connecting with the customer and closing that sale.
Great. Okay, so you want to get your customer engaged in the sales discussion. Dave, you mentioned to ask yes questions. What do you mean by that, asking yes questions?
Okay, now, excuse me again. As far as yes questions go, the more times you can get your customer saying yes throughout your presentation, the better chance you have of selling when it comes down to the closing. So you'll be showing your product or service or whatever it may be. You go, and just do this, you know, pretty nice. Wouldn't you say yes? They'll say yes. And you know, can you see where this would save you money? Yes. Can you see where this would save you time? Yes. You know, you're getting them in a yes frame of mind.
And so you keep the questions kind of simple, straightforward, direct on your product. And they'll, you know, again, subconsciously, they may just, you know, if you're leading them down the path properly, they'll say yes. To these questions.
Yeah. So yes.
Yes.
yeah. So when it gets to the closing, they're in a yes frame of mind, you know, so get them saying yes throughout the presentation as many times as you can.
And that's not that difficult to do. I mean, if you're just basically asking good, you know, benefit oriented comments about your product or service, and then they'll say yes to those.
Right, exactly. When you're stressing the benefits, can you see where that'd be great? Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well, onto that topic of closing, ABC, always be closing. In the end, sales is about closing a deal. Dave, what do you mean by Assume the sale. Assume the sale.
Yeah. Okay. Always assume the sale. See, the thing is, your products or services, you have to assume that your customer already owns these products and services. All you are simply doing is showing them how to use these products and services. And let me give you an example. We'll pick, I don't know, real estate industry or something like it. It can be any, the product doesn't matter. It's the same style for everything. But let's say you're showing a house to someone. We'll pick real estate. Okay, when you're showing a house to someone, what you want to do, you want to say, oh, and this is your beautiful oak door. Look at this door. And this is your living room. This is your kitchen. This is your swimming pool. This is your basement. This is your. So that you're simply showing these people how to use it. And the more times you say your, subconsciously once again, the customer actually thinks it's theirs. You know, oh, yeah, that's my living room. Oh, and I, you know. So it's a subliminal subconscious approach. Just say you're showing them how to use the products and services.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm getting hypnotized here. All this subconscious. You're going to tell me to jump up and down and scratch my head. And I'll just start doing that without even knowing what I'm doing here.
I would like to see that.
Maybe next podcast.
Yeah. You know, but so many times, you know, another thing like small businesses, you know, I go into small businesses and these people know how to demonstrate their products, okay? But they don't know how to sell their product. And it's a big difference between demonstrating and selling. And these small businesses, the people, they're so proud of their products. And my heart goes out to them. And I wish they would all read my book so they could sell. Big difference between demonstrating and selling. And my book talks about the selling aspect.
Yeah, I mean, demonstrating, you get back there, you're getting pulled into features and of thing, and sell is about benefits.
Yeah, right, exactly. And people too, like in small businesses, if they would just end the conversation with like, well, how many of these would you like? I go, three, or when would you like to get started? You know, what's in it for me, you know? So things like that. And my book is filled with things that will get that sale for you, period.
Dave Cook, this has been a great discussion on becoming a better salesperson by this Monday morning. Do you have any additional points you would like to share with our audience?
Well, it's just like I said, my book is designed for a weekend read. So somebody can go into work Monday morning fired up and ready to go. And really, like I said, I've been working, it took 30 years to gather my experience and it took 2 years to write the book. But it is all about business owners, small business, large business, whatever, but making the connection with the customer and getting sales. You will sell your products.
Dave Cook, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
My pleasure.
You got to snap me out of that hypnosis now. All right.
When I say swordfish, it's over. No, I'm kidding.
All right.
Okay, so to learn more about Dave Cook and his book, visit salestrainingonthego.com or our podcast website for more information.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.